Masechet Chulin Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. In this Perek, Perek Shilichi, we'll talk about kosher animals that have an injury or a blemish. The pasuk tells us, "Basad basade terefa lo tochelu." Meat in a field that's torn, you shouldn't eat. What we're talking about here is an animal that was attacked and wounded by a wild animal. We're not talking about an animal that died from its injuries. That's a dead animal. That's a nevela. Here we're talking about a terefa, that when an animal is injured, it's not allowed to be eaten, even if it's slaughtered properly with shehaita, and it was alive at the point of shehaita. Since it had a fatal injury, you're not allowed to eat it. The fatal injury we're talking about is one that would cause the animal to die. It doesn't matter if it happened, if the animal was injured by an attack, or if it was a birth defect or a disease. If an animal has a fatal injury that it's going to die from, we call it a terefa. We say that if it didn't have the ability to survive for a full year, then it's a terefa. We'll record the list of the terefot here in the Mishnah, in the following Mishnah, and that is the definite list, the absolute list of what is considered to be a terefa. Chachamim and the Gemara elaborate on it, but they do point out that whatever's on this list, even if it isn't applicable anymore, according to the science that we have, or if there are other things that scientifically a animal would die from that we don't have on this list, we ignore. We follow the halacha as it's brought down here in the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Elu terefot ba-behema. These are the terefot in animals. We're going to list 18 injuries that would make an animal a terefa. We'll bring up birds in a later Mishnah. Nekuvat haveshet, an animal with a hole in the wall of the food pipe. The food pipe is a soft tube. It's called the esophagus that goes from the mouth to the stomach. And there are two layers of skin on it. If there's a hole in both layers, then the animal is a terefa. But one hole would not make the animal a terefa. That was number one. Number two, upsukat hagargeret, an animal with a cut across the wall of the windpipe, the trachea. The windpipe is a tube that carries the air from the mouth all the way to the lungs. Here we're talking about a cut that's very deep, that it goes all the way through the wall and more than halfway through the space on the inside of the windpipe. Number three, nikab kerum shel moahip. There was a hole in the inner membrane of the brain. The brain is surrounded by coverings or membranes, one inside the other. If there's a hole in the inner membrane, then the animal's a terefa, even if there's nothing on the outside. If the outer membrane has a hole, then the animal is still kosher. Number four, nikav halev lebet halalo. If there was a hole in the heart that went all the way through the wall into one of the two chambers, the heart has two sections, one on the left, one on the right. If there's a hole in the wall of the heart that goes all the way through it and into one of the chambers, the animal is a terefa. And if there's a hole in the pipe of the heart, which is the aorta or the pulmonary artery, the two large pipes that carry the blood away from the heart, the animal would be a terefa as well. Nishbira hashidra venifsaka hut shelaf. The spine was broken and the materials, the membrane that surrounded spinal cord was cut. It's also considered to be a terefa. Nital hakaved velo nishtayer hemenu klum. If the liver was removed and nothing is left of it, the liver cleans the blood and produces bile, which helps digest food. An animal without a liver cannot survive and is a terefa. If a small part of the liver remains, then the animal is kosher. So we said over here, if the liver was removed, velo nishtayer mehemenu klum, and nothing remained of it, so it was fully gone. That was number six. Number seven, Hare'ah shenikiba, the lung that had a hole in it. A lung is covered by membranes, one on the inside and one on the outside. If there's a hole in both membranes, and then air is able to escape from that hole, so the lung doesn't have the ability to hold on to it, then the animal is a terefa. But if there's only one hole, it's considered to be kosher. That was number seven. Or shehasira, or if a lung was missing, one of the sections also, that's considered to be a terefa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, ad shetinakev lebet hasim ponot. Says Rabbi Shimon, a hole in the lung is not considered to be a terefa unless the hole goes into the tubes that branch out from the bottom of the windpipe. So what Rabbi Shimon is telling us is that the windpipe enters the lungs and then splits into smaller tubes. That's the bronchi. They branch out into the various parts of the lungs. So according to what Rabbi Shimon is saying, an animal is a terefa only if the hole goes all the way into the large bronchi at the bottom of the windpipe. If the hole is only on the other part of the lung, then the animal is still kosher. Now number nine, we'll continue to list the different injuries that an animal could have that make it a terefa. Nikeva hakeva, the fourth stomach had a hole in it. Nikeva, an animal chews its cud. An animal that chews its cud, like a cow and sheep, they would have four stomachs, and each stomach has a different job in the process of digesting food. So here we're talking about the fourth stomach. Nikeva hamara, the gallbladder had a hole in it, but only on the side that's not covered by the liver, then it's a terefa. But if the gallbladder had a hole in it and it was pressed up against the liver so it wouldn't leak whatsoever, then it's not considered to be a terefa. Nikebu hadakin, if the intestines had a hole in them, in an area that's not covered up by the other intestines when they fold over each other, that would also hold everything in place. So here, it's a hole where it's going to cause leaking, it's a terefa. Hakeres apinimichi nikeba, the inner stomach, the animal's first stomach had a hole in it. Or if most of the outer stomach was torn, all of these, that's 12 and 13, are terefot. Another opinion about a tear in the layer of the muscle covering the stomach. Rabbi Yehuda omer, ha-gedola tefach va-ketana birubad. It says Rabbi Yehuda, a large animal becomes a terefa when a tear in the outer layer of muscle is the size of a tefach, and a small animal becomes a terefa when most of the muscle covering the stomach is torn. We'll continue the list. Number 14. Hameses ubet hakosot shenikevu lachutz, the third stomach, number 14, and number 15, or the second stomach that had a hole in them, but only when the hole is visible on the outside of the stomach and not hidden by the other stomach. When it's hidden, same thing like we mentioned before, it would seal up and nothing would leak out and wouldn't become a problem, so the animal would remain kosher. That was number 15. Nafela min hagag, if it fell from the roof, if an animal fell from the roof or a high place, even if it looks unhurt, it could have internal injuries that would cause the animal to be a terefa. You'd have to go through a full examination in order to remove it from that status. Nishtabiru rov sal'otea, if most of the ribs were broken, there are 22 ribs and small 8 ribs. If any of these ribs are broken, the animal's a terefa, because we say that it possibly is not breathing correctly. Udrusat haze'eb, if an animal was clawed by a wolf and maybe the wolf injected the venom, the animal would be a terefa as well. That was number 18. Now we'll qualify the ruling about an animal that was clawed by a wolf. Rabbi Yehuda omer, dirusat haze'eb badaka, udrusat ari bagasa. Says Rabbi Yehuda, being clawed by a wolf, which is a small animal, it only injects enough poison or venom to make a terefa, a small animal. But being clawed by a lion, which is a large animal, that would inject enough poison to make a terefa in a large animal. So there's a distinction between the two. Dirusat hanetz ba'of hadak, udrusat hagas ba'of hagas. Being clawed by a hawk, that only brings out enough venom to make a terefa in a small bird. But being clawed by a large hawk, it puts enough poison or venom to make a terefa in a large bird. A final ruling. Zakilal. This is the general rule. Kol she'en kamoa haya terefa. If any defect is found in a slaughtered animal that would cause the live animal with a similar defect not to survive more than 12 months, the animal is considered to be a terefa. What we're doing here is the general rule we just quoted is coming to include 7 other types of terefot that we didn't mention in the Mishnah. The Gemara goes through them in number. In addition to these 7, the Bar Tinura says that there are 4 types of terefot that are also included in the general rule that we didn't mention specifically.